Here's Jason Raff joining us. He is a producer of America's Got Talent. He's probably thinking to himself, I haven't heard any yet. Hi, Jason. You're on WGN. How are you?
I was just thinking about lunch from all the sandwich talk. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. So you are one of the producers for that show, correct?
I am, yes. I'm one of the executive producers, yes. Along with Simon Cowell, who's better well-known, is a little better known than I am.
Nah, I'd rather talk to you. What is the relationship between Americans Got Talent and Great Britain's Got Talent?
Well, the show is a format that started here in America, America's Got Talent, and now it's around the world. There's Britain's Got Talent, there's Asia's Got Talent, there are talent, I think there are at least 60 talents in different territories, but it all started here in the USA.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Britain's Got Talent, and we copied them. It was first here.
I know. I hate that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm also glad we're bursting that myth then. So
no, I know. A lot of people do think that. I think because one of the biggest clips in the beginning was Susan Boyle, which was on BGT.
Yep.
And I think that's where that perception comes from.
So at the end of the day, how do you keep the show from becoming a singing contest? How is it not just, you know, another singing show?
Well, I mean, thankfully, it's because there are no rules. Any age, we'll take any age, we'll take any talent. So, you can sing, but if you can do magic, if you can do something weird with your body, like move your eyebrows in a weird way, well, you're good for us. So we'll take any kind of talent. And yes, most people think they can sing, and there's not a lot of people who have amateur dog acts. But we've been lucky enough to see all kinds.
What are some of your favorite acts? You're already alluding to that. Amateur dog act, moving your eyebrows in a funny way. What are some of the surprising talents?
Well, I mean, I've auditioned people. I mean, I might have a Guinness World Record for auditioning people because it's been, 16 years now? So I've auditioned hundreds of thousands of people, I feel. But sometimes someone will come in your room and either two things will happen. Either they'll do something you've never seen before, like the eyebrow thing that I was just thinking about, where he just moved his eyebrows to music. Or they come into your room and you meet them on these auditions that we do, and you know their life's about to change. Like, you've just found someone who, by this summer, is going to be performing at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, you know, and being seen by millions of people.
Because that's where the show will be. I wonder then how well those talents are translatable. Like, if you're on American Idol, there's a chance you'll have a singing career, but you can't really monetize eyebrow tricks, can you?
No. And the eyebrows we knew probably would not win, as did he. But, I mean, we've had magicians win the show. We had a poet win last year. So as we head out and do these, you know, normally this time of year, I'd be doing the audition, I'd be traveling around the country doing auditions. This year, we're doing them all virtually. So we do get to meet people, and they're in their house, and they're doing whatever they think is talented. A lot of time, it's the first time they've ever auditioned for anything, which I think is great. I love seeing people, you know, try it out for the first time. At the very least, they have a fun story to tell at the end of the day.
I love to. Can you just imagine people all across the country ratcheting up their courage and auditioning? I mean, and most folks, I guess, don't move on, but what a nice moment. What an opportunity for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of these auditions that we do, like, we like to travel around the country to meet people because it is more than just talent. A lot of times it is their personality, their stage presence. You have to meet them to really get a sense of who they are and if you think they'd be good in front of the judges. Are they too fragile?
Yeah.
You have to make a lot of choices. And so the ability for me to stay at home safely and literally meet people from around the world. We got people in small towns who never could travel to our auditions, to people in, I've had people in Russia, in Germany. They're all dialing in virtually and showing us their talent and meeting the producers. It's been really interesting.
What most commonly happens to a winner of America's Got Talent?
Well, we've had a lot of success stories in that, certainly pre-pandemic, if you go to Vegas, most of those acts you will see there have some history with AGT, whether you're Matt Franco or Terry Fader who won the show. Or if you go to the Cirque shows, you will see acrobats and contortionists who have a history with AGT. So I have to say about 75% of those shows, those people have been on America's Got Talent at some point.
Do you think they got discovered on America's Got Talent and then went to those jobs?
A lot of people have. Of course, if you're, again, a contortionist, you might have got a job before that. But there's something about millions of people seeing you if you're a contortionist where mm-hmm. I guess these shows can advertise. You know, they put a picture of these acts on, and people are like, oh, I saw that act on AGT. So it certainly hasn't hurt too many careers.
Are you going to audition?
And then when you really look at the most successful acts from these reality shows, you got to look at Terry Fader and Matt Franco, who again don't have a record company to take money from them. Like they have their own theater and are performing. You know, or we're performing three times a day.
Wait a minute, who are Terry Fader and Matt Franco?
Terry Fader was a ventriloquist who won I think AGT season two, and then
it,
Matt
yeah.
Franco is a magician who has his own show at the Link. But we have a lot of magicians who have their own shows now in Vegas.
My producer, Elif, I think, is going to audition for your show. Are you going to audition, Elif?
I mean, I do have some music, but
Elif's been working hard on her music. So if somebody wants to sign up, either they're a contortionist or they're a musician, whatever, you're doing it virtually. Do you have to make an appointment? How do people sign up for America's Got Talent?
Yeah, you need to get the instructions on how to meet us virtually. So you just go to agtauditions.com and you just pick a date that works for you. You sign up, you get a time, and you come meet us.
Is there a window
and
like
again,
you're doing
why?
It? When's the time span that you're looking, or is it indefinite?
There are dates throughout. I think we have dates listed throughout almost the beginning of February at this point. So you can pretty much pick any day. I mean, they are labeled sometimes Midwest, but they're virtual. So if you can't make the day that we're doing the Midwest, just pick any day. It doesn't matter. And it's all day long from morning into early evening. So there is no reason why your producer shouldn't try out. It won't take that much time, and just give it a shot.
60 countries. That's amazing. So. And territories, but I mean throughout the world. Is there a compilation? Because I wonder if a talent is more appreciated in Japan or somewhere in Africa or Europe than it is in the United States.
Yeah, one of the things we've done in the past is done an AGT Champions. We've done two seasons of that where we take some of the winners and runners up from around the different countries, and we've put on a special short series with those acts. And it is interesting. There are acts that win other countries that, you know, I don't think Americans would even vote for or appreciate at all. Sometimes they're just sometimes they're weird. Sometimes they're just, I don't know, culturally different. Mm-hmm. But it is. Yeah, there's quite a difference when you look at the different countries.
Well, I mean,
this goes to Arab countries. There's Asia. A lot, you know, they're all over the place. It is fun to see. For me, it's fun to see the hosts and judges of those countries. Because I'm so used to seeing Terry and Simon and to see the other countries' hosts and how they act is always fun also.
Well, I think of whenever we see clips from Korea or Japan, the TV shows there are wackier, zanier, more animated than ours are. And we don't know many boundaries in America, but they just seem to be off the chain. I don't know if that's what you see on your show as well.
No, listen, we find some very, like, weird but funny acts from the Asian territories, which I almost wish more Americans who do have, you know, quirky talents would come on and show us. But we do, you know, even though it's America's Got Talent, we do invite people from other countries to come in. And mainly because other countries do tend to appreciate variety acts maybe more than America did. I think there has been a resurgence. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years at AGT, and what I'm most proud about is that I was telling you about Terry Fader, who was a ventriloquist. Well, we had another winner who came years later named Darcy, who won the show, and she learned ventriloquism from watching AGT. She got an interest in it, and she's was a 12-year-old girl. So when I do audition people around the country, often they'll say, you know, I saw Matt Franco, and that got me into magic. Or I saw Sophie Dosey, who, again, a contortionist, who is now a huge star on social media. Your kids will know who she is. She got her start on our show, and she's inspired a bunch of now contortionists and acrobats to come out and do the show. So that I've been really proud of.
Mary, you're on WGN. What did you see when you were in Vegas?
Well, I was in Vegas, and I was at the Terry Satter show, and he puts on an excellent show. I mean, you cannot be more entertained than to see his show. And if you ever go to Vegas, make sure you make it a point to go to his show, because he's got his own theater. He's got all his little puppets that he uses. You wouldn't think that he could be entertaining, but he was par excellence.
How about that? Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, and before AGT, he said he was performing. Sometimes he performed to like three people in a room. So it's amazing, and I'm so happy that he's kind of transformed into this guy. Where everywhere you look, there's a poster of him in Vegas.
How about that? It's 11:23 on WGN. Well, I don't know if folks probably aren't going to Vegas right now. Are they? Are the theaters still closed? Do you know?
There's some smaller shows, but yeah, everything is pretty much still shut down from an entertainment point of view.
You want to audition, go to AGT, as in America's Got Talent, auditions.com, AGTauditions.com. Jason, really nice to talk to you. Good luck, and maybe we'll get some of our listeners on the show. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I hope so. We need to find some talent. Hopefully you'll help find the winner today.
That's Jason, thank you for your time again.